Good day. My name is Musa Jack, the Municipal Capacity Development Principal at Anglo-American in South Africa. Today, we're going to be talking about the Municipal Capability and Partnership Program, a program that Anglo-American is implementing in collaboration with the National Department of Cooperative Governance, the participating municipalities, with the CSIR as the implementing partner. I have my guests with me, starting with the Madam Speaker of Mogalakwena Local Municipality, which is one of the municipalities that are participating in the program, Madam Speaker Oliphant. With her is the Senior Manager of Planning, also at Mogalakwena Local Municipality, Ms. Charity Radibabe. We're also joined by Angela Pretzer, who is from the CSIR and who is spearheading the support that the MCPP is providing to Mogalakwena Municipality around planning-related issues. Before we dive into the collaboration in Mogalakwena Municipality, for those that might not be in the know, the Municipal Capability and Partnership Program, or the MCPP, as we fondly call it, is a program that has been designed to provide capability support to participating municipalities, which are municipalities that are hosting Anglo-American operations. The idea behind the program is to strengthen the capability of our partner municipalities to be put them in a position to strengthen their ability to fulfill their mandate of providing service delivery, infrastructure development to communities. The program is designed and is aligned to the local government national capacity development framework, which talks to the need to support municipalities around institutional capability on issues relating to systems, processes, tools that municipalities need to have in place in order to be better prepared to deliver on their service delivery and infrastructure development mandate. But also, it focuses on developing the capability of the individuals and the teams with regard to both the technical and the soft skills that they do require to undertake their responsibilities. The current phase of the program is focusing on three priority focus areas. It's infrastructure management, it's water services, and the third one is strategic development planning. And the strategic development planning theme is what we're going to be focusing on in this broadcast today. Let me start with you, Charity. Before we delve in deeper around what is it that we're collaborating on in Mogalakwena Local Municipality around the MCPP, just share with us in general some of the challenges that Mogalakwena Local Municipality but other municipalities are faced with, and then in particular, if you can just share with us some of the challenges that your own portfolio that you are responsible for, which is planning, is currently experiencing.
Thank you. Thank you, Musa. And good morning. I must just indicate that we really appreciate the program as the municipality. And, you know, as a mining municipality, we experience a lot of institutional challenges. Obviously, we are a labor-receiving municipality because of the growth that we invested, the potential that we have. And we would note that some of the challenges, if I can just highlight, and maybe reflecting on the processes that we are in now, we are currently on the budget roadshow. It's a mayoral roadshow. One of the key, or some of the key challenges that have been raised, Musa, it's, you know, the not meeting the demands in terms of service delivery. Our road infrastructure is not good. We have got challenges on maintenance, our aging infrastructure. Those are the challenges that we have. We can't meet the demands on water. It was one of the key issues that was raised yesterday by the public, by the community. Waste removal is one of the challenges. And one would note as well, you know, as a municipality, at its status quo, one of the challenges is outdated policies. So that also affects the service delivery and also making sure that we adhere to our constitutional mandate as a municipality. And one of the key issues, as you get overwhelmed with this, especially, you could see that Mogalakwena is quite big. The urban form is quite extant, covering all the traditional authorities. We're not able to, you know, control the development. So this program is assisting us. And I think as we continuously engage, you'd see the impact it has in this municipality. So strategically, we are really experiencing institutional challenges, those that I've mentioned, yeah. Thank you, Musa.
Yeah. Having heard what Charity is raising, Engela, what are therefore some of the initiatives that the MCPP is collaborating with Mogalakwena Municipality around with a view of trying to tackle and address some of the challenges that Charity has spoken about?
We have been collaborating with Charity's department and the council on a number of planning initiatives. For instance, we have been collaborating on a new spatial development framework. The idea is that there would be agreement by public and private sector on where investment would take place. We have been collaborating on a new land use scheme that is in line with the latest legislation. And a land use scheme is about managing land and making decisions to implement these ideas that are contained in the spatial development framework. Then we are also collaborating on an integrated human settlements plan, which is a strategic housing plan. And we are also supporting and collaborating on a local economic development strategy, which actually focuses on creating an environment that is promotes and is conducive to development, to SMMEs, for businesses to invest, etc. And all of these planning instruments work together ultimately to improve the livelihoods of people on the ground in Mogalakwena.
Yeah. And what does having all these planning instruments mean for the municipality, Charity, but also for the municipal area? Why is it important for Mogalakwena to make sure that you have these planning instruments to support you?
Yeah, Musa, I think one of the key issues that we need to note, planning it's a constitutional mandate for local government. And I think, you know, I'm seeing this MCPP program as a catalyst to address the challenges that we have. And I've raised, indicated that one of our challenges was outdated policy. So as much as we review and we develop informed policies, you know, we are meeting then compliance. It's a regulatory compliance. And one of the key issues, what I... as you review policies, you make sure that you also consult your key stakeholders, your traditional authorities. You make sure that internally as well, you integrate your efforts. You make sure that there's an alignment in terms of planning. So, and planning, you know, make sure that as a municipality, as officials, as government, we have shared vision. We have got a shared understanding on what is the direction of this municipality, how we do we drive potential that we have, and what impact do we put forward to our community. So ultimately, the planning documents, planning policies, and remember, as Pluma says, we need to address the past imbalances. And what I like about this approach and the technical team that you afforded to this municipality for Angela and the other team, it's they are actually trying to address the issue where you could see that there was no, you know, sort of integrated effort together planning with other municipalities and other mining houses. So meeting regulatory compliance and also making sure that the policies that we're going to develop, we're developing together. Mm-hmm. There's a sense of ownership by the municipality. So together with our key stakeholders, especially traditional authorities in Mualagwena, there is this coordinated effort. So it's quite helpful, and we are very thankful to the support that we get.
Mm. You've spoken about the importance of having a shared vision where all the various players and all the various stakeholders buy into. Has this been a challenge that the municipality has experienced in the past, which you're seeing the program providing support in making sure that it brings all the stakeholders on board to be part of this journey of defining the development vision for Mogalakwena area?
Yes, to, you know, making reference to what has happened previously, you could see a silo mentality of approach in development in Mogalakwena. And hence I was saying, the technical team that you brought to us and the knowledge that this is impacting to us with our traditional authorities, it's some sort of saying, together we can build this community. Together we can exploit the potential that we have to another extent. So there is alignment. There is a working together. That idea, and this is encouraging for us to work as a team. And it, one would even make a request further, if it's possible, Musa, to say, please, can you be here with us for some time? Just to gradually, it's going to be a gradual effort, but the starting and the kickstarting of this process, I think it has ensured that we are, going to the right direction as a municipality and our key stakeholders. So we are together with all our constituencies in this municipality, together with other sector departments, obviously. As we do policies, you obviously know that you need to have your key stakeholders, like your COGSTA, your Waterberg District Municipality, all that are your Office of the PRIP. So all those key stakeholders are involved and they are aware of this program. So it is quite helpful. And like I said, if you don't lead as a municipality in terms of planning, then you are actually losing the ends. But now what I'm seeing in this municipality is officials and ourselves and our council. I'm happy you are joined by Madam Speaker. There's this passion, there's this interest in ensuring that there's thorough understanding, there's a working together, mode of operation, and there's the shared vision of how now ultimately, as a municipality, even the intended vision of the municipality, as we are saying, we are the leading municipality in terms of growth and development within the Waterberg region. So there is this coordinated effort, and I think together with the support from your mining sectors, from yourselves, we will make it. And we'll make it to improve the livelihood of our community members.
Yeah. Yes. At the end of the day, it is about the communities, isn't it? If I may bring you in here, Madam Speaker, one of the interventions that is part of the MCPP is a very dedicated initiative that is targeting the capability development of the political leadership, the councillors, around various themes, water, budgeting and financing, local economic development, and also the importance of partnering and collaboration. What has been your experience out of the modules that you have participated in so far? What has been your experience of this support that has been given to the councillors, and why is it important that councillors also be targeted and a dedicated effort is made to improve the capability of the political leadership?
Thank you, Musa, and a very good morning to everyone. This MCPP program to us as the municipality, it's very much appreciated, especially from my side as the speaker. I remember leading the councillors and in this huge institution, and as a young woman, you find very difficult challenges sometimes because some they are over your age, some they are small, but you have to manage them in the same level as a leader of them. But one other thing that I've realized, this program has assisted us a lot, especially we, the political office. Remember, when you become a councillor, you just come to being voted by the communities, and then they have trust in you, but they don't know what is expected from you in that institution. So the MCPP, when they come to our party, collaborated with us as the municipality, I find it very easy to deal with some certain issues, because remember, you can't be able as a manager or a political leader to lead people on your very same level and be able to taught them every single step of the leading of the municipality. But this program has assisted us a lot in the institution. I can tell you, I see the light at the end of the tunnel, because most of the councillors, they started, their interest was very much low. But after they have attended some two or three seminars with us in at OSIS Lodge, I started to see them having an interest. But I so wish we can continue to have this collaboration so that we can have a clear understanding. You know, it's a 5-year thing. I can call it a contract, but it's a 5-year a period of ourselves to be in this office. And then after that, you find, or when you get out of the office, you don't even have you can't even explain what you were doing at the end. But this program is assisting us very, 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 very on a high note. I can say that, and I so wish that you can continue with us until the end of this season of us being a councillor 5 years, so that we can be able to discharge our day-to-day duties.
Yeah. Well, I can confirm, Madam Speaker, that on the side of Anglo-American, as long as the municipality sees value to this collaboration, the commitment on the side of Anglo is that we will make ourselves available to work together with the municipality to find the solutions that are going to benefit the communities, as you've indicated. Angela, the MCPP is very much deliberate in not subscribing to a one-size-fits-all type of an approach. The idea is that we need to be very conscious and try as much as possible to respond to local realities of each of the municipalities that are participating, because the context is different. The challenges are different. The root causes of the challenges are also different. And the idea behind the program was to say that if you want to see sustainability to the solutions, we need to dwell very deep in terms of addressing the root causes and not the symptoms of the challenges. Now, how have we made sure that Mogalakwena municipality buys into the approach that the MCPP has adopted?
Musa, thank you for the question. I think my first response would be to say this is not something that happens overnight. We have a saying in our team that we say, moving at the speed of trust, you know. So the very first thing is that we, and you said it, the MCPP's idea is not to come with a project and say, would you like us to do this project? It is about finding out what the root causes are. Asking people, what do you need? And then responding to that need. And I think very important is we, the kind of support that we provide is the business of the municipality. We're not doing something different. It's what the municipality is obliged to do. It's their mandate. It's we are supporting the processes that are already there and just lifting up their hands and making sure that they are they have the freedom of movement and the capabilities to do the job that they were already set out to do. And then it becomes quite easy to have a collaboration and work as partners together.
Yeah. And what would you say to people who would argue that this way of working or this approach is too slow, that it would be much more effective and efficient if we just send service providers there to do on behalf of the municipality as opposed to doing together with the municipal teams?
Oh, I would say, and I hope we will prove be right over the longer term, is that we've seen there's a lot of money that has gone into capacity building in local government across the country. If you go and look at the research that has been done, and the successes of just sporadic, there's not always. So we need to do it differently. We need to make sure that the people, we cannot just come in and draft a development plan and say to Charity and a team, now you implement it. Then it's not their plan. We need to have all the people around the table, the TAs, the councillors, the mining houses, work together, that there's a sense of ownership. Only then it will have the impact that you, because it's not easy to implement someone else's plan. It's if it's not your plan and you didn't buy into it. So it is unfortunately taking some time, but I think we're making good strides and we are progressing.
Yeah, and your take, Charity, on this approach where, you know, the MCP team insists on working together with your team as opposed to working on behalf of your team. I mean, there has been examples in other municipalities where we've had to pull out because there were no teams in the municipality that we can implement some of the initiatives on, because it is about making sure that the sustainability of the solutions that we're trying to find and co-create together. So are you comfortable, because as a municipality and you having been in local government for many years, you know how capacity development or capacity building approaches have been conducted, where service providers are sent to undertake responsibilities that lie with the municipal teams. So are you comfortable that the MCPP has adopted an approach of doing everything together with yourselves as opposed to on behalf of yourselves and your teams?
Exactly, Musa. And I would really want to emphasize one thing, as I indicated. You know, through this process, from the team that I am with, and I'm happy to have that vibrant team, it has instilled, like I said, a sense of ownership. They're even able to, you know, share idea practically. Because remember, this is their area. This is where, after the MCPP program has lapsed, they'll still remain. So they need to make sure that together with the team that you've, you know, assigned to us, they do this together. I normally tell the team when I'm with the angler, as they are doing this with us, I'm ultimately saying, this is your plan. Yeah. This is your policy. Ultimately, you must make sure that this is effected, this is impacted, implemented to the community. And we gradually have to move with our council, like what Madam Speaker said, to say it's us ultimately that has going to own those programs, those projects, even those plans. And that is, I was even talking to Angela to say in our last management meeting, I was saying we need to even constantly inform council on what is happening in terms of this program, so that, you know, even councillors are aware, they gradually we instill this confidence into this. So this program to me has even, you know, improved the psychological safety of our employees. There is no that silo mentality. All of us, we want to, you know, be involved. And you know, this program, because I am the contact person in the municipality, even in management, you are able to even advise the technical department. You are being able to say, but MCPP is doing this. And it even assists as we prioritize. Now we are at the planning phase. You are able to say, but MCPP is able to cater this. Can't we then reprioritize? So, you know, and I'm very thankful to be part of the municipality. And I was sharing with my team, says, you know, if it was not this program, if this model was not introduced to this municipality, where would I be? Because as you look at the policies that were still affected here, long outdated. Then if this team was not here, if my team was not there, if council was not there to also, you know, take a decision, remember we are led by them to say, let's, you know, take this opportunity with two hands so that ultimately we have direction. As a municipality, we can lead by example. So I think the model is quite intense. And I've said, to me, it's a catalyst. It just rightly, you know, deal with your issues. And it got the commitment from us. We are able to collaborate. And the method, the facilitation method, that's what I appreciated during my first day when I was there. There was this session. And the facilitator, you know, they make you feel, do it and own it and move with it. So, and that's something that I really appreciated. And I forever request that, you know, this PACA approach, to me, it's very intense. It's you involve, you make sure that people understand their key role. Remember, one of the aspects that I've learned in this, hence I'm saying there's a sense of ownership, a sense of belonging to the municipality. Even traditional authorities feel respected by the municipality, feel recognized. So as we do it together, there's this, you know, light to say, you know, ultimately we'll reach this goal as the municipality together with our key stakeholders. And Musa, we really appreciate this program. Yes.
Yeah, thanks, Charity. As we move towards wrapping up, Madam Speaker, in your view, why is it important for private sector organizations like Anglo-American to work together with municipalities, to collaborate in matters of local government?
Thank you, Musa. You will remember for the first time when I hear, I'll give example about myself, when I hear that Anglo is coming with the MCPP, I was very much angry to say, why are they bringing the issue of capacity building before they can start on the issue of the service delivery that is stagnant on the ground? So I wanted them to collaborate somewhere before they can start somewhere. But to date, as where I am, it was very critical to start where you started. I really appreciate, as a speaker, the head of the council. I really appreciate, because what you are doing and installing in a person's mind is not a thing that you can take out anytime soon. From that, from my point of view. So it was a very good move to start there, because I can see our councillors gradually, they start understanding the working together with the sector departments step by step, even if we are not there, we are still having our questions. Why are we doing this this way? Why are we doing this this way? But gradually, we are getting there. We understand what must be done to be collaborate the sector department and the municipality point of view. So I really appreciate the program, and I so repeat that I so wish that continuously you can be still be with us until maybe the end of the term or maybe the end of the other terms that are coming, because this program truly to me you can from Angela. What she was saying, that the loss of money in the local government has been lost through the capacity building. Remember, you can't come here 3 days and say to me, you are educating me, or maybe you want to assist me with the issue of service delivery engagement, and it's for 3 days. I don't write tests. You are not with me. You are not holding me to do things with you. You just teach me, and then you go. Then you come after 3 months, you think I'm still on that practice that you taught me for 3 days. So with this program, we are going far and we appreciate. And I think maybe we still have a lot of time together. Then other things we'll discuss as time goes by. Thank you.
As we conclude, therefore, The challenges of local government are complex, and they are very vast. And they need a lot of hands on deck to come on board, work together, collaborate to provide the necessary support, which is intended to improve the lives of communities at the end of the day. But also, you know, the contribution that MCPP is providing, yes, it is about the communities, but also it's meant to mitigate around the risk that could be felt at the level of our mining operation if we don't have functional municipalities. And in this slide, I also know that this is a view that is shared by other mining partners who want to be hosted and work around municipalities that are effective, that are efficient, that are functional. I want to make a call, therefore, to other mining companies and also to other private sectors to come on board and collaborate with Anglo American in the implementation of this program. We're very excited in Mogalakwena and also in the Northern Cape. We've got two mining companies that have raised an interest to come on board and collaborate with us from the beginning of 2024. But there's room for more. As I've indicated, the challenges are so huge. There is definitely room for more. So I really want to encourage other mining players and other private sector players to come on board and collaborate with us. And this would also be in support of the National Development Plan, with calls on the need for the private sector to play a role in matters of local government. Yes, it is very much early days, but as we have heard from the feedback that we have received from Madam Speaker and the Senior Manager of Planning in Mogalakwena Municipality, it might be early days, but there is some changes that they're already beginning to see as a result of the contribution that the MCPP is providing. And if we stick together and work together and commit to this collaboration, definitely we are very confident that there will be an impact that is going to be seen at the level of service delivery that can be felt directly from the by the communities. So I'm really urging, you know, other mining players, industry players, to come on board and work with us and collaborate with us in the municipal capability and partnership program. Thank you very much.